To the young folks, this generation coming on, it is a privilege, it is an honor, and it is a treat to have Brother Joey Height not only preach to those of us that was raised under him, but to those of you that loves going to camps now. Brother Dennis Heath, you know, most of us know Brother Dennis. Brother Dennis Heath said this, that he is the greatest youth camp speaker of all time. His burden sparked a desire in my heart to be the influence to my generation that he was to mine. Brother Douglas Meadows said he was the greatest and most influential preacher in my life. He is the preacher that has molded my style of preaching today's youth camp. Brother David Webb, who's got a wonderful meeting, pastor in a great church down in Kentucky, Brother David Webb called in today and said he's the greatest youth camp speaker that our movement has ever seen. His illustrations were powerful. His sermons outstanding. His altar services were unmatched. But what made him great was his genuine burden that he had for the youth night after night. Brother Kevin Webster, they was talking to him a few years ago, said, it's because of Brother Joey Height that if you get called in to preach a youth camp today, you're forced to do it 3D and in color. Brother Jerry Pascarella said this about Brother Height. He said, when you went to hear Brother Height at youth camp when I was growing up, you knew that there was two things was going to happen. There was going to be an illustration of a sermon and a demonstration of the Spirit. Brother Tim Brim said he has a style that no one can imitate, but he has the type of services that we all would like to duplicate. Amen. Brother Lloyd Shoecraft, we know Brother Shoecraft, he got saved. And I remember going to youth camp at Granite City, getting saved under Brother Height. Brother Lloyd Shoecraft was talking to us today, said, I got saved in 1982. Brother Dennis Heath wanted me to let you know he's 4 years old then. But I don't know why he wanted me to let you know that, but hallelujah. But in 1982, Brother Shoecraft said, I would have told you I was saved until I heard Brother Height preach on hell, and I realized I wasn't, and I got saved. He said this about Brother Height. He said he was one of the men that brought youth camps into the spiritual fervency that they have today. Instead of just being a place of fun atmosphere, it became a spiritual setting. And he has had the greatest impact on an entire generation of young people that have become today's leaders. Amen. I remember my brother-in-law telling me, it was at Southern Ohio Youth Camp, sitting back by one of the windows. Brother Height was preaching, and I remember the service well. He laid his head over on the Bible desk and began to cry. And he said this. This is when my brother-in-law said he felt the call into the ministry. He began to cry and laid his head on the Bible stand and said, Dear God, this burden is too big for me. Please send help. Please send help. But I talked to one of his greatest friends today on the phone, preached several meetings with him, Brother Mike Blue. Brother Blue said this, said, Brother Height blazed the trail for the illustrated sermon. Said, when you went to hear Brother Joey, it was not only a sermon that you heard, it was a sermon that you saw. And not only was it a sermon you heard and saw, but it was a sermon that you would never again forget. And said this, he said, I preached several meetings with Brother Height and said, for the big cut-up that he has become and been known for, said, with all the fun that he's had, he takes the ministry and our youth more serious than anybody I've ever preached a message with. All that being said, it's my honor, it's my privilege. Not only, Brother Gary Lee told me today, I told him I was going to tell on him. Brother Gary Lee said today, we was talking, and we were talking there, and he said, someone may ask, how come Brother Height doesn't preach many youth camps anymore? Brother Gary Lee blamed that on us getting old and taking Brother Height to the camp meetings with us. But it's a great privilege and honor, not only for those of us that grew up under Brother Height, but it's a privilege and an honor for you young folks to hear one of the greatest speakers, one of the greatest preachers of our time. Put your hands together. Let's let Brother Height know what we think about him. Appreciate him being service with us tonight.